We are looking at Surah Hamim al-Sajda. And in these closing verses of the Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the psychology of man. That man is such that he never tires in asking for good. He always keeps asking for wealth, health and all good things. And remains happy as long as these positive factors remains with him. However, when adversity, financial loss, illness has to afflict him, then he loses all hope and he then visualizes himself as the only person who's suffering, thinking that his problems will never end. And that is the condition of people who have not learned Allah's book, those who do not know what are the guidelines given by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this at length, and he sums it up by saying, وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَآ بِجَانِبِهِ. When we favor man, he is averse and turns away. He does not acknowledge Allah's bounties. He is not grateful. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ. But when hardship afflicts him, then فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيضٍ. Then he offers long du'as, lengthy prayers. Instead of thanking Allah for his bounties, man becomes proud of himself whenever he is blessed with a bounty. The only time he turns to Allah is when he is in dire straits. And this type of behavior is so apparent when we look all around us, that people are not interested in turning to Allah under normal circumstances. Only, you know, when things are going bad, then you'll ask, make du'a, you know, this is happening, make du'a. Then we wonder du'as of this one and that one. But really, what is more needed than all of that is for us to maintain a relationship where we are continuously thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a part of this bad behavior, part of the conduct of man is that he rejects the noble Quran. Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam then puts the question to those that rejected it. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ كَفَرْتُمْ بِهِ مَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنْ هُوَ فِي شِقَاقٍ بَعِيدٍ. Say that, look, if this revelation is from Allah and yet you do not accept it, then who can be more astray than he who goes far away in opposition? After speaking about the behavior of man in terms of his bounties, we are now told that this book is certainly from Allah, which Allah is informing us. It came directly from Him. Yet there are those who don't believe in it. They reject this valuable word of admonition. They do not bother about their destiny. Instead, they go further in the opposition to the truth. There can be no one that is in greater deviation in loss and destruction than those who choose this path. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we shall show them our signs in this world and in their very selves. So leave aside all other proofs and evidence concerning the authenticity of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the unbelievers those signs of His power within themselves, all around them, in the Arabian Peninsula, in the entire world. These signs are the signs of the truthfulness of the Quran and the person bringing it. What are these signs? They are the great and the extraordinary victories which were achieved by the Muslims under unique circumstances. These were all contrary to the material and physical expectations. The unbelievers of Mecca saw this with their own eyes in the Battle of Badr, in the center of Arabia during the conquest of Mecca, and the entire world during the era of the Khulafa'i Rashidun. These are the signs. Some of the other signs that they were shown may refer to the signs of Allah's power in the universe, which after reflection, a person can see in his own existence and the existence of everything around him, that the establishment of the proofs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being one alone, and the authenticity of the noble Quran, especially when they are proven in the divine patterns and through the laws of nature which is at work in the universe. So there are signs for us all over, and it is for us to reflect on these signs and to see it even within ourselves. If you look at how your body functions, that glass of water, how it cleanses the body, and then what is not useful for the body exits the body. These are signs for us. We need to reflect on it. أَوَلَمْ يَأْفِ بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. Is your sustainer insufficient in being witness over everything? Assuming not a single person accepts the truthfulness of the Quran, then what? The fact that Allah is giving testimony to the veracity of the Quran, that in itself is sufficient. Allah is witness to everything, and His testimony can be established by pondering and reflecting of the verses of the noble Quran. And as the surah ends off, we are then reminded, أَلَا إِنَّمْ فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِنْ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ أَلَا إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُحِيطٍ. Behold, they are in doubt about meeting their Rabb. Behold, Allah encompasses everything. Listen well. These people are in doubt about meeting Allah. Listen, Allah encompasses everything. They have been deluded into thinking that they will never meet Allah and they will never present themselves before Allah. On the contrary, Allah encompasses everything at all times. Nothing can go out of His control, out of His boundaries. If bits of their body became mixed with the soil after death, if they drown in water, their bodies are scattered by the wind, even then Allah's knowledge and might encompasses every bit of their body. It is very easy for Allah to gather them, all these bits together, and to give them life once again. So, as this surah draws to a close, Surah Hamim As-Sajdah, the verses of Hamim As-Sajdah, which started off the surah, mentioned the Quran being a clearly expounded revelation from Allah. And as the surah progressed, more mention was made of the Quran. And at the end, Allah exhorts people to ponder about the Quran, keeping their own welfare in mind. And since the kuffar rejected the Quran after it had been established with the proof from Allah, Allah revealed the Quran, Allah enjoins them to reflect that if this Quran is really from Allah and you reject it, then it will be clear that your opposition to the Quran was unwarranted. And who will be further astray than that person? Such people will certainly suffer punishment in the year after, and therefore, before entertaining or before entering the realm of the year after, the non-believers should carefully consider this very matter with regards to the Quran. Allah concludes the surah by saying that there is no doubt about meeting one's sustainer. We need to be convinced, we need to be confident about the fact that we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us from those who meets Him in such a condition that we have full conviction in the noble Quran. Brings us on to time for our nasheed, and then we have the market reports, followed by the commercials and the Asr Azan.